Important dates in Christian history. 1646. The Westminster Confession is drafted in the Jerusalem room at Westminster Abbey. The confessions were drafted by an assembly of Episcopalians, Presbyterians, and Independents, and became the foundation of Reformed theology throughout Europe and America. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
All right. I want to talk to this young man who's walking by right now, because anybody who's wearing flip-flops and a winter coat, I'd like to talk to on the radio. Is that okay, young man?
That works.
All right, dude. What are you studying here at Georgia Tech?
Mechanical engineering.
There's a lot of you mechanical engineers here.
Yeah, there are.
A big bunch of geeks you are.
Yeah.
Yeah? And how tall are you?
6'5".
6'5". Are you on the basketball team?
I'm not.
Do you have any vertical?
No.
Me neither. That was
brother.
The problem.
That's my brother's.
Are you bitter about your brother?
A little bit. He was the athlete.
Yeah. Yeah, but are you smarter than him?
I used to be.
But not anymore?
No, too much alcohol.
Too much alcohol?
Yeah.
You've been drinking too much.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. How old are you?
22.
20? Oh, good answer. Okay. Yeah, right. Okay, so you're 22.
I'm a fourth year.
Did the drinking start before you went away to school?
No.
Just here, when you got here?
Yep.
Is there... I'm from Minnesota.
Okay.
And I go to the University of Minnesota campus a lot.
Okay.
And there, you look around, you see signs of partying everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of sex stuff. A lot of political stuff, a lot of religious stuff.
Okay.
Very progressive. I don't see that around here at Georgia Tech.
No.
But is it going on?
I mean, a little bit, but I mean, it's a lot.
So would you
I'm from Wisconsin, so I mean, I compare...
So you know,
like,
what drinking is all about.
You're a brandy man,
is what you are.
Yeah, so...
Is that right?
A little bit. I mean, I like vodka just as much, but yeah.
You're a stereotype.
Yeah.
Are you a cheesehead?
Yes.
Packers fan?
Yes.
Dude.
Brewers fan, all the
whole
above.
Deal.
Yep.
You know, I heard, though,
the
Miller Brewery is being sold. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Did that happen?
Coors and Miller are together now. So.
Same deal. Boy, it's just not Brew City anymore.
Not anymore. Nope.
Just without your old Milwaukee, it's not the same.
Yep.
So, dude, you've been living kind of a prodigal life since you've been here.
Yeah.
Do your parents know about this?
My mom knows, yeah.
Yeah.
She knows.
What's mom thinking?
Mom was okay with it. I mean, she took me out to bars a little bit when I was under the age of 18, because in Wisconsin it's legal, so she didn't really care that
it's
much.
It's legal if a parent is with you in a bar?
Yeah, they could take you out to bars.
And you can drink?
And you can drink.
No!
Yeah, it is.
That's
the state of Wisconsin. But as soon as you hit the age of 18, you're an adult, and they can't let you do it anymore.
I cannot follow that logic. I'll be honest with you.
Ask Wisconsin.
Okay, so dude, not to get too personal, and you can just pass on this whole thing.
Okay.
Usually when there's a lot of alcohol consumption involved,
okay,
there's other activities that are involved.
Yep.
Yes?
Yep.
Going on for you?
Not really.
No?
No.
Really. Sex, drugs, and rock and roll?
Not really. I mean, it's just I drink. I usually go to sleep, and that's about it.
Okay, let me ask you a really personal question.
All
you
right.
might want to pop me for this one, so
All
don't,
right.
okay? You're
going to
practice some self-control?
All right.
All right. Pornography?
Sure, yes.
Sure.
Yep.
Well, wow, dude. You kind of say that kind of casually, like no big deal.
I don't see the problem with it. I mean...
Really?
Yeah.
Really? How's about the fact that it kind of objectifies women and makes them objects instead of somebody to be cherished?
I could totally turn around and tell you I'm gay and that I watch gay porn, so...
Okay,
I mean,
are you?
Yes.
Okay. So even so, isn't it kind of a humiliating way to... see human beings doing something kind of private?
I don't think so. I mean, it's something that they chose to do, and...
So it's okay?
I think so, yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
So the idea of watching something like that, as long as it's behind closed doors, it's all right?
Sure. I mean, even if you want to do it in a big group, I mean, whatever...
Okay. What's your first name?
Jesse.
Jesse.
Yep.
What would you think about a guy who was peeping into people's windows, watching him in their bedrooms?
I think that'd be perverted and wrong, and
okay.
you know,
but,
shouldn't be
but
done.
Because somebody gives permission,
mm-hmm.
it's okay to watch that.
Yeah.
So the perversion is you don't have permission not watching somebody else in a sexual act.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. Right. Interesting. Do you have a religious background?
I grew up Presbyterian, but I don't have any religion now. So.
Yeah. What do Presbyterians teach about the afterlife?
That, you know, we can go to heaven and hell, and that we're going to, you know, end up being judged when we die. And
right.
So,
yeah,
I mean,
I think that's right.
Yep.
Yeah. So if that's true, where do you think you'd go? If it's true.
If it's true, I'd say I'd go to heaven.
Okay.
Because in the end, we can repent for our sins if we go back to that ideology. And that's one of the reasons why I can't be Christian anymore, is just because none of it makes sense. I mean, no religion really makes sense. It's just something that we're trying to find a reason for life, and it doesn't... There's no purpose in it.
Well, so. I'm not sure. I'm not a Presbyterian, but I don't think that's what Presbyterians teach exactly.
Okay.
I do think that they would say that it is appointed for you to die and mm-hmm. then to be judged.
Yep.
And God, who knows every thought, every deed, every action, who says that if you just look with lust, you've committed adultery in your heart,
mm-hmm.
right? Which clearly okay. you've done.
Sure.
Okay. For instance, he says that all liars okay. will have their part in the lake of fire. How many lies have you told?
Lots
of lies.
Lots of lies.
Okay. Dishonored mom maybe in the past?
Sure.
Okay. Taking God's name in vain?
Yep.
Okay. So you die. God judges you. Innocent
and I guess
guilty.
I go to hell. I mean, I can't really sit there and be, like, offended by it because I don't believe in
I understand
that,
you
so.
Don't. Yeah. But maybe this will just make more sense than the way you had it put together before.
Mm-hmm.
So if you died, God has to punish lawbreakers.
Yep.
I'm a lawbreaker. She's a lawbreaker. You're a lawbreaker. God must punish wrong, correct?
Mm-hmm.
You'd be guilty and you'd go to hell.
Okay.
Yikes. They're so casual about it.
It doesn't bother me because I'm... You know, I'm
what do you know
firm
about
in
hell,
my belief.
Though?
I don't believe it exists, so I mean, it's one of those things where
right.
I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, from what I'm told, it's, you know, you live an eternity of just bad awfulness, and I'm really not too worried about it, because like I said, I don't have any faith, and
Jesse,
for that reason alone,
I don't believe you.
Why?
Because I think you do think about it sometimes.
I mean, I think everybody has to think of it. Like, it's
so
kind of like how Christians are, you know, tried every day. They have people that come after them for their religious beliefs. I have people come after me for my lack of belief.
Right.
And every day I'm tested in that. So, I mean, I'm completely open to people talking to me about it.
Good for you.
And it's still something that I've considered, but it's an option that I've pretty firm in my beliefs that I don't believe there's anything out there
okay.
or anything
so
like that.
So here's what I just told you, and you were very polite to receive it.
Mm-hmm.
I just told you that according to the Bible, you're going to hell.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You said you grew up with some Presbyterian training.
Yep.
What else do they teach? You die, you get judged, no second chance. What else is there to the story? Because it's pretty bleak right now.
I mean, I guess I was taught differently at my church, but it was basically one of those things where we were going to die, and, I mean, we could go off and, you know, tell, like, everything. We could come true, and if we came true, then we'd go to heaven and stuff like that. So, I mean,
yeah.
It's not like I have, like, an insurance policy or anything. I would walk up there if all of a sudden the day comes where I die and somebody's like, all right, you died, you know, you tell us everything you've done wrong. I'd say I didn't believe in any of it, so I'd go to hell for that. So,
yeah.
I mean, I'm okay with that. I have my belief in not believing. And
I understand.
I'm very, very, very firm
I understand.
In that.
But just so that you've got the whole picture, you said you're willing to consider this stuff, just so you understand the whole
yeah.
deal, okay? I'm not so sure what they told you about believing and it comes
yeah.
true or what have you, whatever that's all about. But the Bible says you die, you get judged, you're guilty, you go to hell.
Mm-hmm.
Because God is just and he must punish lawbreakers.
Yeah.
But the Bible also says that he's good and he's rich in mercy.
Mm-hmm.
And he demonstrated that by...
When Jesus died for our sins.
There you go.
There we go.
That's right. That's the good news. So
mm-hmm.
your sins can be forgiven.
Yeah.
You don't have to go to hell. But here's the trick right here. Here's the catch, and I suspect this is probably it for you.
Okay.
The Bible says you have to repent,
okay,
which means agree with God
yep.
and apologize to God
mm-hmm.
for breaking his laws, turn from your law-breaking, and put your trust in Jesus. And that's probably the rub right there.
Okay.
You're young. You're sowing some wild oats right now. And this whole Jesus thing, you just know that if I'm going to repent, that means I don't get to feed my flesh. I don't get to go out and do the parties, the pornography. Those days are done, and you don't want to give those up.
I don't think that's it.
You don't?
No, I think there's
what
a lot.
Is it?
I mean, I've had, and I don't want to sit there and say, like, my life's unfair or anything like that. I think I've been, everybody says that, you know, God tests you. And I've had a dad die. I've had a big brother die. I was raped. I've had all this happen to me. And, like, it just came down to it where it was like, I'm strong, I'm a good person, I'm all that stuff, and I can't sit there and give credit to something that I can't see or do anything with to, you know, I just can't give credit
yeah.
to somebody else for it. And it's not me not wanting to repent or anything like that. I just feel that I did all this on my own. If anything, I say I go down towards, like, the religious beliefs of doing stuff like Buddhists and stuff like that, where it's... I've leaned more that way now, where
right.
it's like your inner...
Jesse, look, I'm sorry for that stuff. It's
yeah.
it's a reminder that we just live in a bad place.
Yeah.
There's evil, awful stuff going on out there, and I'm truly sorry for that. I'm sorry.
Okay.
But let me just leave you with this thought, all right?
Okay.
If what I'm saying is true, you can go to heaven because of what Jesus did for you.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard the verse that said, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son?
Yes.
God loved you enough to die for you so that your sins can be forgiven and you could be brought into a right relationship with him.
Mm-hmm.
At least think about it today.
All right.
Okay? Would you do that?
Yeah. I mean, that's I've said that I'm open to it. I mean, that's something that I listen to.
Then here's the challenge. Listen to your conscience today. God gave you that little inner voice that says, oh boy, I've done wrong. I'm not a good person. I've done bad things.
Mm-hmm.
And if it starts to concern you, then think about what Jesus did for you.
All right.
And it should break your heart. And you should flee to him, not because you're maybe afraid to die or scared of hell or there's punishment, but because he's been so good to rescue you from hell by dying for you. It's about kindness. It's not about a threat. It's about turning to him because he's kind and he's good.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
All right.
Would you think about that today?
Yeah, I would.
All right. Young man, nice to meet you.
And nice to meet you.
Goodbye. Here,
thank you.
Got to give you a Bob Dole handshake.
You.
Okay,
right,
goodbye. See ya. Goodbye. If you happen to be somebody who listens to us do this often enough, you know that we have a tendency to promote law to the proud, grace to the humble, and don't give people the good news until they tremble before a just and holy law. I don't know what was happening with Jesse, but there was trembling going on. There was dry mouth and the cheeks quivering, and so more than anything, we delight in giving the good news of the gospel, so I did. Pray that God will convict his conscience. That's a sad story, but all of that can be healed and gone. And it can be for you too. If you will repent and trust the Savior, he will save you too, no matter what you have done. Witness Wednesday, Wretched Radio.
You know the cycle. You're not alone. Temptation hits, you tell yourself, not this time, and then you do it anyway. You feel disgusting afterwards. You say you're sorry. You swear it'll never happen again. And then you're alone and it does. Slaying the dragon. This is not another strategy. This is not a band-aid. It's not five tips to better accountability. This is an audio resource and it's designed to give you what you need to never fall into this temptation again. Not manage it, but actually kill it. Because let's be honest about what's on the line here. Your job, your marriage, your kids, your soul. This is not a small thing you're playing with. And deep down, you know it. Every man needs to hear what's in this resource, every single one, whether you're in the thick of it or you think you've got it under control. The dragon is real and it needs to be slain. Slaying the Dragon, it's streaming right now for free on Fortis Plus. Just download it on your smartphone, on your smart TV, or simply go to fortisplus.org. Hey, thanks for listening to Wretched Radio today. You know, finding Bible teachers you can actually trust, it's not as easy as it used to be. There is a lot of content out there, but not all of it's faithful. That's what Fortis Institute is building. We've brought together a team of fellows, people like Tim Challies, Dr. Jason Lyle, Dr. Andrew Walker, Dr. Greg Gifford, Pastor Brad Bigney, Todd Friel, Dr. John Krotz, Libby Clawson, Dr. Adam Tyson, and they're all committed to teaching the word without apology. These aren't influencers. They're not chasing trends. These are serious teachers doing serious work. And the reason that we've been able to bring voices like this together in one place is because of our gospel partners, men and women just like you who find value in what we're doing at Fortis Institute. And if you appreciate what we're doing and you want to be a part of it, would you consider joining us as an ongoing monthly gospel partner? Help us to continue building something that matters. Just go to fortisinstitute.org right now. Wretched. Amazing grace. Amazing gospel. Have you ever wanted to take a tour of Europe, but you couldn't swing the airfare? Good news. Todd Friel's already gone for you. Our resource on the Shoulders of Giants takes you across six countries to meet your Christian ancestors, the Reformers, the men who were strangled, quartered, and burned alive so you could hold a Bible in your own language and understand the gospel of grace. You'll see the stake where Jan Hus was burned to death, the prison where William Tyndale translated scripture, the very courtroom where John Wycliffe was called monstrously wicked. You'll visit Martin Luther's home, the field where George Whitefield preached to 30,000 people without a microphone, and the outdoor pulpit of the thundering Scot himself, John Knox. These people were too good for this world, and their lives will challenge you to be bolder than ever before. On the Shoulders of Giants, it is streaming for free right now on Fortis Plus. Download the app where you download apps on your smartphone, on your smart TV, or simply visit fortisplus.org.
Names of God.
We learn a lot about God from the names given to him in Scripture. One name is Jehovah Tsidkenu, the Lord of our righteousness. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21 tells us that God made Jesus, who knew no sin to be sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
All right, with that being said, we're going to talk to a guy who's got his mouth full of bagel, I'm guessing. Young man, while you're sitting here eating your bagel, could I ask you a question on the radio?
Okay.
Would that be all right? What are you studying here at Georgia Tech?
Psychology.
Psychology? Mm-hmm. Terrific. What field of psychology?
I'm just a freshman, so I'm not too specific yet.
Do you have a certain school that you think is best? A certain way to approach analyzing the human mind that is the most beneficial?
I really just started. I don't know yet.
How come you chose that field?
I just find it interesting, and I don't like anything else, so
that's
I
don't
have a choice.
So what was interesting about it? What do you dig about getting into the human brain?
Yeah.
You like that?
Sounds fun.
All right. Do you think that human beings are basically good or basically bad?
I think good.
Do you think
but
so?
I don't have a lot of evidence to back that up.
These people around here are being pretty peaceful. How's that?
Yeah, that's good evidence, I guess.
On the other hand, if you watch the 10 o'clock news, there's a lot of bad stuff going on.
That's true.
Do you think intrinsically you are good or bad?
Oh, I think I'm good.
You think you're good?
I'm really nice.
You're a nice guy. Mm-hmm. Well, you seem like a kind of a soft-spoken nice fellow. Or do you think, though, let's say that the standard for good is perfection. Would you be a good person then?
Well, no.
No.
Because I make mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
I do things that probably aren't the moral best.
The moral best? What do you think the moral best is?
That's a vague question. It
okay.
depends on the situation.
How's about the Ten Commandments? Would that be a good standard?
Maybe.
Perhaps.
I don't really know the Ten Commandments very well.
Thou shalt not lie. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have you ever told lies?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think it's okay sometimes.
Sometimes
and I don't think it's bad if you covet stuff sometimes. I mean, it's hard to not covet stuff.
Well, that's an interesting thought. But what if God exists and he's provided everything? Like, for instance, you're wearing a jacket. What kind of jacket are you wearing? What is that?
It's a
Columbia.
Jacket. I can, like, detach it and it becomes
It's a jackets. Good jacket.
It's really cool.
Okay, but so let's say then you look at my jacket and you covet my jacket. Wouldn't that be, in a way, saying to the God who provided your jacket, I don't think you're a very good provider?
I guess so.
Okay. Yeah. What about stealing? That's another one of the commandments.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think it depends on the situation. Like, if you're really poor, some other guy's really rich. And
Have you ever stolen anything?
No.
Ever?
Well, when I was two, I thought these balloons were free, so I took one.
Okay, but
that
I
doesn't
don't
count.
Mean that two-year-old
no.
who thought balloons were free. Like, downloading music or something from work or
okay.
something from your parents.
Well, sometimes when a music album is coming out and it's leaked early on the internet, I get it, but then I buy it in real life to make up for it. I'm just kind of, like, getting it in advance.
Okay.
It's a technicality.
Okay, little more tricky, and you might not be able to wiggle away from this one. What about purity of thought? You know, sexual thoughts, desires, looking at women. Do you ever find yourself having sexual thoughts that are impure?
I guess so, but I don't think it matters.
No, like, really?
Not my fault.
Not your fault? Whose fault is it?
I mean, it doesn't hurt anyone, so...
Well, that's possible. However, do you have a sister by any chance?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. How would you feel about some guy having dirty thoughts about your sister? You'd probably think the guy wasn't an honorable fellow, right?
Yeah, that wouldn't be the best.
Yeah, wouldn't be the best. And besides, if God exists, wouldn't it be true that if he doesn't think it's best, then it would be wrong and a very bad thing?
I guess so.
Do you believe in God?
I go back and forth.
Back and forth? Were you raised in a religious home?
My parents are Catholic. They took me to church when I was little. Once I got older, they decided to let me make my own decisions.
Kind of abandoned it. And you've decided it's not true?
No, I haven't made any hard decisions yet. I'm just kind of thinking about it.
Good for you. How old are you?
19.
19 years old. It's good to figure it out when you get, you know, you become a man and start thinking about things for yourself and not just what your parents believe. That's good. Do you know what Christianity is about? Do you know what the basic teaching of Christianity is?
Well, I guess it differs from Judaism in that it says that Jesus died for us, and like we should be happy about that.
Why did Jesus die for us? What does the Bible teach about that?
Oh, I don't know. Probably should.
It's a big question. I mean, if it's the event that really changed time, because we went from BC to AD, it was a pretty big event. Okay, how's about this? Jesus died because you and I are lawbreakers. We break the Ten Commandments. We sin against God. And because he's just, if he gave us what we deserve for being guilty, it would be very bad. Mm-hmm. Because of his standard of perfection, the Ten Commandments, because he's so holy and any violation against his law is a crime against him, he should punish us severely. But he's good, and to save us and to still uphold justice, he sent his son Jesus to take the punishment that you and I deserve so that his goodness could be credited to our account and your badness could be put on him. It could be a great exchange so that you could be forgiven by God and go to heaven to be with him because of what Jesus did on your behalf. That's Christianity. Have you ever heard that before?
Yeah, it sounds familiar.
Sounds familiar.
All that stuff.
Kind of vaguely floating around a little bit. Yeah, so I guess the big question would be, is it true? I mean, that would kind of be the big issue, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Because if it's false, no big deal. You don't have anything to worry about. But if it's true, and you're like the rest of us, you're a lawbreaker, lustful thoughts, you dishonored your parents when you're little, you lied, you perhaps stolen, you covet things, you're angry at people when you shouldn't be, you'd end up in hell. So if it's true, you'd be in hot water. But if it's also true, you could also be forgiven, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you should figure out if this is true or not, shouldn't you?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. You're thinking things through. Good for you. I'm glad you're doing that because it's a good time to figure things out. But could I encourage you to think about what I just said to you today?
I'll think about it.
And see if it's true? All right. Before I go, young man, you should know this too. In order to be forgiven by God, did anybody ever tell you what you need to do? At least according to the Bible. Do you know what you have to do to... If forgiveness is available for you, God is willing to forgive you because of what Jesus did. The kindest act of all time. The question is, how do you get forgiven? How do you get that goodness credited to your account?
Confession? Prayer?
That's a part of it. Yeah, we should talk to God and confess that we are wrong. He's right. I'm wrong. I've sinned against him. I've broken his laws. I've done dirty things. I've done wrong things. And I'm sorry. And we don't go to a man in a box. We go directly to God because Jesus provided a way for us to get to God. And we tell him that we're sorry and we turn from our sins. The word is repentance. We repent and we put our trust in Jesus. And the Bible says if you do that, all of your sins, past, present, and future, completely forgiven, you'll be adopted as God's child. And you'll receive everlasting life because of what Jesus did. That's the good news of the gospel. All the other religions will tell you, work, be good, try really hard, and maybe you'll get reincarnated or you'll go to a better place. The Bible says you can't do good, but you can be forgiven by a very good God, and he will save you by faith alone in Jesus Christ alone. Something to ponder today, eh?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, you're a gentleman. Can I shake your hand? Don't let me wreck up get some germs on your bagel. Thanks for the chat, young man. All right, see ya. Goodbye. Sure is a bummer that this is radio, because I wish you could see people's faces sometimes. Nice young man, but honestly, at the end of the conversation, he looked like he'd been tased. Just jolted and jarred. He's trying to think things through, and it's obvious when you're checking out studies in psychology and understanding how the brain works and how the heart works and how to make things better. Good for him. And if you're listening too, by the way, you're a drive-by. You are scanning by, and you found yourself on this particular channel. If you don't have it figured out, I beg you to consider what you just heard me say. Please consider what I've just shared with you from the Bible. Not me, but from the Bible. That we are not basically good. We are basically bad. We are very, very bad. Even Michael Jackson understood that. And we need help. If God gives us what we deserve, we are in big trouble. Grace, free, complete, total, available to you if you will come on His terms, not your terms, His terms, not Jesus and, not, well, I want my sins forgiven, but I want to keep doing them. You come to Him on His terms. Repent. Turn from your sins. Doesn't mean you become perfect, but you have a new attitude. You don't want to sin anymore because that is the stuff that put Him on the cross and caused Him agony that you might be forgiven. And you put your trust in Jesus Christ. And the Bible promises, unlike every other religion in the world, your sins will be completely forgiven and you will receive everlasting life. Until tomorrow, go serve your King.